The Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas. Marianne, mentally tortured, fights to suppress the feelings of love which predominate over all else in connection with the enemy of her family, Lucien de Franchi. As the weeks pass, her strong personality and will make her at last mistress of herself. And she tells her uncle she is now prepared to go to her father, ask his forgiveness, and make him understand that she hates Lucien as much as any other member of the family, perhaps more, since she was ridiculed by this self-same man. However, when she makes her apology to her father, Dino tells her what she has not believed before, that there are twins in the family. For a moment, all goes black, and her Uncle Pietro helps her to a chair. Marianne.
What did you say, Father?
This traveler tells me that there are twins. Though it's the greatest mystery, I just cannot understand it. When our family surrounded the house of the De Franchi, a woman escaped. But she took one boy with her.
And what happened to the other if they are twins?
That is something this man cannot tell me.
Then if there are twins, Lucien, or whichever it was, the one we flogged must have been the other twin.
The other twin? What are you talking about?
Don't you understand, Father? He kept telling us all the time that he wasn't Lucien de Franchi.
Yes, I know, but... Good heavens, yes, you're right. Anyhow, what does it matter? So long as we flog the de Franchi.
You don't know what this means to me, Father. You don't know what it means. The first time it was Lucien, it must have been. The second time it was a stranger, his twin.
Marianne.
What have I done? What have I said?
What is the meaning of this strange behavior? You come here and tell me that you hate the De Franchi, that you have become mistress of yourself, that you have suppressed these baser feelings, and now...
And now I realize, Father, that Lucien would never have denied me. In fact, it wasn't him. Oh, Lucien, what have I done? When I think of my evil thoughts, the loathing I had for you, the way that I've despised you. And all the time it wasn't you.
Marianne, does this mean that you're still in love with Lucien de France?
Oh, yes.
In spite of the dishonor you bring to us? Don't you realize that your cousin used to be known?
I don't care. I don't care about anything except that I love Lucien and that I'm not worthy of him because of what has happened. I should have believed, but I didn't have the faith.
You must forget him.
That is impossible.
You must, otherwise... Marianne, if you love the De Franchi, you're no daughter of mine.
You mean...
You are not fit to live in this house.
Are you asking me to go?
If you love the De Franchi, yes.
Very well. Shall I go now?
Marianne, you wouldn't desert your father, your family.
I would go to the ends of the earth if necessary, just to make Lucien understand how I feel. To think that I doubted him. We both knew that ours was an eternal love. And yet I disbelieved. I thought it was Lucien who was tied to that whipping post. Lucien who was lying, putting me to ridicule. I will go now.
Yes. The sooner the better, as far as I am concerned. You're no daughter of mine.
Marianne, where can you go? What can you do?
I shall go to Lucien. I shall beg his forgiveness.
Go to the De Franchi house?
Yes.
Are you crazy? You'll be murdered.
I don't care.
What has come over you? Have you lost your senses?
No, Father. I have just found them. If Lucien de Franchi doesn't want me, I don't want to live.
Meanwhile, in the de Franchi home, Louis, as the days sped by, gained strength. And soon he was sitting up in a chair by the window which overlooked the garden with the brook running through. Lucien, who was still puzzled by Louis's strange words just before he collapsed in front of the De Franchi home, at last one day decided that he would discuss the matter with his brother. On this bright morning, with the sun streaming in, the two brothers sat side by side, looking out across to the mountains in the distance.
It is over there, Louis, where you were imprisoned.
Yes.
Oh, I hate to go back, Louis. I hate to remind you of what happened, but when you were lashed, there's something that you said. Something which has been worrying me for a long, long time.
Marianne Giudice?
You have guessed?
I know.
Then Louis, why haven't you mentioned it since?
I was waiting for you. You see, I mentioned Marianne's name once in front of our mother. And her anger knew no bounds.
I know. That is the tragedy of it, Louis. We're mortal enemies. Our families have been fighting for centuries.
And you love her?
Yes. That is why I wanted to ask you what you meant when you declared that she said she would shoot me on sight.
Don't you understand, Louis? When I was taken, the Gadici mistook me for you. So did Marianne.
But didn't you tell her?
I did. She didn't believe me.
She didn't believe you?
No. Can you blame her? We're the image of each other. Besides, there was the wound, which is here. Almost in the same place as where you were stabbed by Dino Gadici.
Good heavens. You're right, Louis.
And Marianne seemed upset when I said that I didn't remember what had passed between you. She became angry, beside herself. And yet, in spite of her tantrums, she stopped the flogging. She really saved my life.
So she has saved both our lives.
I'm afraid she saved mine because she thought I was you.
And now she thinks I'm the lowest of the low. Oh, Louis, what a tragedy it is.
You love her very deeply, then?
More than life itself. But when we parted, we decided that we must try and forget each other. Of course, that was out of the question. But we both realized that it was a useless love, a senseless love. Our families hate each other. And we've been brought up to be bitter enemies.
Life's very strange. Two people desperately in love, not able to be with each other. And yet, in my case, one person, myself, worshipping, adoring, only to be met with treachery and derision.
Oh, you feel better now. The doctor says you're improving every day.
Yes, Lucien. But strangely enough, I have no will to live. Certainly, Dr. Curie has given me wonderful medicines. Medicines which stimulate the heart, which keep the spark of life within. But my feelings, my mind, the pattern of my life is a dead thing.
Then each of us has our own particular tragedy. Oh, perhaps it was meant this way, Louis. Two sons born under Gemini, the twin stars. Born to love and lose.
Several days later, Louis was strong enough to walk in the garden. It was not long before his brother Lucien suggested that he go for a trip into the woods. And so it was arranged for Griffin and the two boys to go for a whole day to the summit of the mountain, where there was a magnificent view, and where Louis would be able to survey one of the most beautiful panoramas in the whole of Corsica. Madame stayed at home with their guest Pierre, who on this fated morning was compiling some data which he had collected concerning the life and customs of the Corsicans. Madame, at the door of the big living room, paused when she saw him so engrossed in his work.
Oh,
come in, Madame Franchi.
I am disturbing
you. Oh, I've got to rest for a few minutes. I've been concentrating for an hour and a half. You know, I have the complete record here of the Corsican form of burial. It's most interesting indeed.
We shall look forward to a most interesting book about Corsica, Monsieur Coudet.
Well, judging from the fund of material I have here, believe me, madame, when I write about the Corsican vendetta, people in Paris will think it's exaggerated.
I hope you will not make light of it, Monsieur Coudet.
Make light of it? Oh, Madame de Franchi, that's the last thing I do. I know what it means to you.
To know that you have mortal enemies. People who would be ready to cut your throat at a moment's notice. People like this Marianne Gadici.
Marianne Gadici. Have you ever met this Marianne?
Met her? Certainly not. If ever I come face to face with Marianne Gadici, I'll shoot her dead.
Madame.
She is the most dangerous of them all.
But why do you say that?
I have never been afraid before, Monsieur Goudet. Not of the Gadici. I have hated them, yes. But I have never been afraid of them. Not until my son Lucien met this Marianne. She is a witch. She tries with her beauty to weave a spell over my son. However, since we are enemies, it is not likely they shall meet again.
This vendetta has caused great unhappiness between your two families, madame.
It is the Gedici fault. It has always been. Until they are all dead, there will never be any peace. It is not all. I know who it is. The neighbors from the house down below, on the other side of the brook. They have come to see if Louis is well enough for visitors. Excuse me.
Certainly, madame.
Oh. Oh. You wish to see someone?
Yes, I would like to speak with Lucien de Franchi.
Lucien de Franchi? That is my son. He has gone to... Who are you? Who are you, I say?
I am Marianne Gedici.
A breathless, terrifying moment. Imminent tragedy poised, knife-edged on the wings of circumstance as these two women faced each other. Make sure you hear the next enthralling episode of The Corsican Brothers.